Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think, right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, but we're Kip Branch-less. Filling in is the head coach of the Frederick Academy Knights, Brandon Derrick, for Kip. Brandon, thanks for coming on with us.
Oh, great to be here.
All right, so we're going to, obviously, if we got the head coach of the Frederick Academy Knights, we're going to talk some Frederick football at some point. Austin Riley, Atlanta Braves, NBA playoffs, PGA Championship, French Open going on. Of course, PGA Championship concluded. I don't know that there's a better golfer in the world than Brooks Koepka right now.
Yeah, he played great the other day. When I was watching him, I was like, he was unbelievable.
He's won half the majors in the last 2 years.
That's outstanding. That means you're at the top of your game.
50%.
Yeah, that's hard to do.
Austin Riley for the Atlanta Braves is not going back to AAA.
I hope not.
Braves are going to have an interesting scenario of what they're going to do when Inciarte comes off the injured list. They're going to have to make room, I guess, for him to come off if he comes off. I think he's going to end up getting traded before he ever comes off the injured list. We'll see.
I think that Austin Riley's made his place right there, right now, and it's going to be interesting. We talked about it a little bit earlier about the trade. I hope they get some bullpen help.
I have said this all along on this show. If the Raptors get to the finals, they will beat the Warriors. The Raptors are one game away from getting to the finals. This is one of those moments on this show where, you know, I'm not the type of guy to say I told you so. But if I were the type of person to say I told you so, this is where I would say I told you so. They're very good, the Raptors.
And so are the Warriors. I might have agreed with you. Until I watched them play the last four or five games, and I think that the Warriors have just played outstanding team basketball. And a lot of that, as crazy as it may sound, they got some great athletes, great basketball players, but their coaching style, they changed everything up after Durant got hurt, and they have just played outstanding. I think it will be the Raptors and the Warriors, but I think the Warriors may end up winning that one.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch of the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Edwin Watts Golf. Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons, drive-through and low competitive prices, 912-266-8140, and online at goldenislespharmacy.com. Frederica Knights coming off a state championship. You were telling me before the show came on that you had four kids that you sent to Division One, and you had a fifth kid that could have but turned down the offer.
Yeah, we were very, very talented last year. We sent four guys to Division One schools and then had another kid turn one down. But you know, we had a really good football team and a good chemistry. Like I said, I think we might have played the best football that I've coached and been around the last 4 or 5 weeks of that season. And our kids really gelled, and they came together right at the end. Like we said, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And I think they finished really, really strong.
That's an understatement. The last month of the season, you guys didn't play a competitive game, and that included the run through the playoffs and the championship game. Nobody came close to touching you guys.
Yeah, and that was a tribute to our guys. You know, I think we knew, and I think you all even knew that too, with the talent that we had, that we could make that run. And so, you know, we had to get over those obstacles early on in the season. We had some injuries, got some people nicked up, and then, you know, those first five games, we kept our starting quarterback pretty much on the sideline, didn't let him play. And then the last five, when we started getting everything together, and it's like I was telling you, it was a lot of musical chairs. I thought our coaching staff did an outstanding job of trying to find the right people to go in the right spots, to play the right places. And we figured it out the last 4 or 5 weeks of the season. You know, when you only got 37 kids and somebody gets hurt, two or three guys get hurt, you're in trouble. And I think with us, after the first couple games of the season, we had 7 or 8 starters that were injured, nicked up, and had to play sparingly. So I thought our staff did a great job of playing a lot of young kids. I think those kids that's going to be juniors next year played a ton last year as sophomores. So we've got some experience, and we know how to do it. We've talked about it, making the march and making the mark, and we've done it. And I think our kids still have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. You know, we graduate a lot of talent, but we got that group that wants to come back and win it again. So it's going to be interesting to see what we can do.
Let's talk about your quarterback situation. He's at Auburn now.
Yeah, he is. He actually reports, I think, tomorrow at Auburn. But I think we're going to have two or three guys that are going to be competing for it at the quarterback situation. Got a kid that's going to be a 10th grader. We got a rising 9th grader. You know, and, of course, you got Denver that could step in there and play any position. And so we're going to have some good competition, and we're going to continue to run the same offense we've been running with that RPO style, and we're going to play fast pace and try to snap it about every 9 to 12 seconds as fast as I can get the play called if I can find it on my sheet. I think that'll be the key there is our learning curve. We're going to have to take those first 5 or 6 games and see where we're at the beginning of the season and adapt to it and like we did last year.
I want to go back to Austin Riley for a minute. If you're Alex Anthopoulos, what move do you make?
You're asking me. I think he has – you can't send him back down. He stays in place. He's too good right now. I've watched him play the last 8-9 days. He's been unreal hitting the ball and fielding the position. He's played real well fielding the position at a position he's not used to playing. I think he stays up, and you may have to look at some trade value for your bullpen.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, to me, this is what it boils down to. Matt Joyce or Ender Inciarte in an on-the-bench role. Austin Riley's not coming out of the lineup. He's not going back to AAA. And so when Ender comes off of the IL, you can only have 25 guys on the roster. Somebody's going to have to go if Ender does indeed come off before he gets traded. And so what it comes down to is your bench guys. You know Culberson's not going anywhere. You know Camargo's not going anywhere. So that comes down to Matt Joyce and Ender Inciarte. You got to make a choice between those two. And in that role of bench player coming off the left-handed bench player coming off the bench late, who would you rather have filling that role? Matt Joyce, who 2 years ago hit 25 home runs, or Ender Inciarte, who is not a power hitter? You know, 8th inning, you're down by 2 runs, and you got a couple guys on, and you bring up a guy that can hit the ball at the ballpark. That's a huge advantage. Ender Inciarte is not going to bring you that off the bench. So, to me, in that role, Matt Joyce is the guy that you keep, which means Ender Inciarte is going to get traded.
Yeah, that's the obvious sign. I just hope they get the value out of him, you know, and get some bullpen help. You know, it's like we were talking earlier about the closers. Got to find if Luke Jackson can develop into a closer, that would be great. If not, we got to have somebody shut it down.
He's 6 for 10. That's not really getting it done.
That's right. It's not shutting it down. It's about half the time. So for them, the bullpen is a big need. But I think it's pitching a lot better. Like again, they're 11-3 in the last 14 games. But one of those was a bullpen loss that they could be 12-2.
We'll get the Twitter polls updated before we go to break so that we can add some as the show goes on. Would you trade Anthony Davis for Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving? 59% of our listening audience says yes, they would make that trade. Would you trade LeBron James and Kevin Durant for Anthony Davis? 60% of our listening audience says no, they would not trade LeBron and Durant for Anthony Davis. And would you trade Trae Young straight up for Anthony Davis? 57% of our listening audience says yes. My question is, the 43% of you that said that you would not trade Trae Young for Anthony Davis, like, are you watching the NBA? Just curious.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Actually, from down here.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Happy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, Spider X putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover and hybrid, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-STHS, 1-855-275-7447. Some bad news for the Brunswick High Pirates. The Pirates' projected starter at quarterback, KJ Lee, broke his foot during spring practice and is not expected to be ready for any kind of action until around the beginning of the season. The Pirates had already lost quarterback Anthony Mountain to an ACL tear around the middle of the season. Both Mountain and Lee split time last season for Pender's Pirates at quarterback. Look for Jeffrey Way to get an opportunity to play some QB. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Trap, trap, money, penny. This shit got me in my fist. Gotta be real with it. Yep.
We started the show with Coach Derek not having a pair of headphones for the first segment. We've got that corrected here in the second. He is now prepared to be an official radio host.
I look good in these NASCAR headsets right here. These are some classics right here. Looking good.
All right, so we're going to jump into the weekend review via Jason Bishop.
And here we go. So the Blazers just gave a guy $191 million who could not win a game in the Western Conference Finals. Seems like a good starting point. Rob Pelinka versus Magic Johnson. Next, Jerry Springer. Can you give me a golfer better than Brooks Koepka right now? Game of Thrones, what a letdown. They should have taken lessons from Lost on how to write a finale. That's how it's done. Durant, the Warriors don't need you because you aren't that good. It's almost June and Craig Kimbrell nor Dallas Keuchel are playing. The Braves bullpen walk around with kerosene containers. Second season of The Rain on Netflix, and Hasmuth has to be the most annoying character on TV. Is Pac-Man Jones retiring from the NFL or being a criminal? Write this down. If the Raptors make the NBA playoffs, they will beat the Warriors. Giannis, LeBron would have swept the Raptors with the team that you have. On a serious note, Dwan Mathis, we are rooting for you, bro. Winter has ended, and these are my thoughts.
Just telling the truth, man. That Game of Thrones finale, I was it was terrible.
I'm the 1% that has no idea about Game of Thrones.
Good, good. So everything I tell you, just take as fact.
That must have been awful.
It was atrocious. Couldn't have done any worse. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Peachtree Pest Control, Georgia Sea Grill, and by Sea Palms Coastal Realty. Summer is here, and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather, but you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700. Game of Thrones was not. Now, what was a good finale? Were you a Lost fan?
I was not a Lost fan.
See, man, I can't do anything with you.
I'm sorry. I don't think I even watched one show of Lost either, or Game of Thrones. So
it's my favorite show all time is Lost.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. I watch like The Blacklist and stuff like that, you know.
I'm really disappointed in you right now.
I'm sorry. I don't really get to watch much in the fall because I'm breaking down game film.
The Toronto Raptors, one game away from getting to the NBA Finals. Do they get there? They've got to go through what some say is the best player in the NBA. I say Giannis is the third best player in the NBA. But he is very good. Can the Raptors beat the Bucks, the number one seed in the East, and get on to the finals? Can the Bucks beat the Raptors after being up 2-0, and now the Bucks are one game away from being eliminated?
I think Kawhi Leonard has that pedigree. He's been there. He's done that. He's won a championship. I think what you're seeing is that guy has put that team on his shoulders, and Giannis there. He's struggling a little bit right now, hitting free throws. Just hit free throws, man. They're free. Just hit them, and I think for them it's going to be a stretch. The Raptors have taken it and won the last three. They even went on Milwaukee's floor the other night and won that one, and they're playing really good. So, I think it's going to be tough for Milwaukee to pull that one out.
We've got a new Twitter question of the week already up, and you can find it again on twitter.com and Bishop_show. Follow us, answer these questions every week because we throw out some good ones. This question is, can the Atlanta Braves win the NL East with Luke Jackson as the closer?
Ooh, that's a tricky question. Now that you tell me that Keuchel and Kimbrel both aren't playing, I'm like, okay, somebody needs to pick those guys up pretty quick.
I don't think it's going to happen because with Kimbrel, you have to give up a first-round draft pick to sign him as compensation back to the Red Sox. And with Keuchel, he's a starter, so he's going to need a good long while to get himself into pitching shape.
Right.
So, if you sign them, we're almost to June, right? So if you sign Keuchel, for example, he's got to go to extended spring training. That's a month. So now you're talking July. And then you've got to send him to AAA to get – four starts in, probably just to get himself back into regular pitching shape against live batters. So there's another month. That's August. If you sign him tomorrow,
yeah,
you're not even going to have him until August. What's the point?
Just hope that Luke Jackson can hold it down until then. But, again, you said he's 6-for-10, right?
And Braves fans are ecstatic about that.
What about the days when Smoltz and Kimbrel and them just walked out there and it was automatic? That's where we're at right now. I think the bullpen is getting a little better. It does need help. We do need a closer. I think when I say we, the Braves do need a closer. But I think that Snicker's done a pretty good job with them so far, moving them around and making it happen.
6-for-10. Braves country is ecstatic that he's 60%. At the end of the day, if you double that, he's 12-for-20.
You're so negative, man. Look at it as the glass is half full, not half empty. We're a game and a half back with a young crew. Everybody was expecting the sophomore slump, right?
Okay. If the bullpen doesn't blow all those games that they blew in the first month of the season, the Atlanta Braves are probably in first place by a good 5, 6, 7, 8 games.
Yeah, that's the beauty of sports. If If we all went off ifs and buts, we'd all be wearing state championship rings and winning championships.
But you're the only one in this room that has one.
Well, that there's only two of us in here right now. But, you know, I think for them, it's just finding that combination. For Snicker, again, it's that mantra that we talked about. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. And I do agree with you. I think there's been five or six games that they've given away. But at the same time, they got a lot of young kids, too.
Their division isn't very good either. Them and the Phillies are the only two teams that are over 500 in the division. Here's a little tidbit for you that is going to blow your mind. As of yesterday, now, you know, the Nationals and the Marlins are currently playing each other. But as of yesterday, the Marlins had just as many losses as the Washington Nationals. As of 2 days ago, they both had 31 losses on the season. And, of course, the Nationals and Marlins squared off last night, and the Nationals won. So now the Nationals have one less loss than the Marlins have. But who would have thought that the Washington Nationals would be battling the Florida Marlins for last place in the division?
I mean, does Bryce Harper, with his 200 batting average, was he really the glue? Because he's, what, batting 222 or something with Philadelphia right now? And, you know, and here they are winning. Is it does one person's personality bring that to a team? I mean, the Nationals, they've still got those guys pitching, and it's crazy how they have fallen off.
In fairness to those guys, they weren't a very good offensive team coming into this season with the loss of Bryce Harper, and then a lot of their guys that they were going to depend on have been on the IL, and Anthony Rendon, Trey Turner, Zimmerman's been there as well. So they've had a lot of their key pieces on the offensive side end up on the IL, and they've had a really hard time scoring runs.
Right.
And that's why they are where they are. But you know what? It's Major League Baseball. Bury them while you can.
Yeah. Don't give them any chance. That's for sure for the Braves.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts.
The two biggest studs in the South. The Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead. Online at foxespizzadowntown.com and keep up with specials on Facebook. Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies.
From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Bryce Harper's hitting .235 for the Philadelphia Phillies, 9 home runs, 34 RBIs for those Philadelphia Phillies, making whatever it, $330 million breaks out to over 13 seasons. And really the contract's for $350 because he did get $20 million to sign the contract. So he's going to get a total of $350 million total from the Philadelphia Philly organization, and he's hitting .230. And you made a great point in the break. He had that one really good year about 2 years ago, and he has correlated that into this massive contract that he's gotten. The other years were good, but they weren't to the caliber of that 1 year, and that put him in that conversation of who's better, Mike Trout at the time, right? Mike Trout or Bryce Harper. So that's one of our new, that's one of our Twitter questions, twitter.com, Bishop_shows where you can find it. Is Bryce Harper as good as Mike Trout?
No. Mike Trout is just, he is good in the field. He hits the ball. He is an outstanding baseball player, Mike Trout is. And, again, he doesn't have, they haven't put a supporting cast around Mike Trout, so they could pitch around him, and he still finds ways to be productive all the time. He's an unbelievable player, Mike Trout is.
.288, 11 home runs, 45 RBIs. Comparable numbers to Bryce Harper minus the average.
Yeah, but I mean, we keep watching. Mike Trout will be up to .300. He'll be in the 300s before it's over with. He's probably having a little lull right now, but he'll be batting in the 300s. I mean, it's like Freddie Freeman. We always look at Freddie Freeman, and we think he's just an average player. He's a super baseball player. He bats over 300 every year, and he puts up over 25 plus home runs. He's right around the 100 RBI mark every year, and Freddie is a guy that we Braves fans take it for granted because it makes it look so effortless. He makes the game look easy.
Here's an interesting question I want to pose. Brian McCann, is he a Braves Hall of Famer?
Yes.
Braves Hall of Famer, Brian McCann.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was before he left.
You think so? 5 seasons, that's enough?
I think he was some glue. He had a lot of glue to that club. I think he is. And then you mentioned earlier before we started it, he's batting over 300 right now.
Yeah.
You know, we've got probably the best duo of catchers in the league. I think they're ranked second to any team right now, hitting and fielding and all that percentage. I think they're the second best group the duo is right now. So they're outstanding. McCann and Flowers are right now.
Brian McCann, 5 years in Atlanta previously before he went to New York, cashed in, and then, of course, now he's back. And, you know, I really felt like that Brian McCann was, at this point in his career, he was going to hit .230, 15 home runs for the Braves, and I was going to be satisfied with that. They were only paying him $2 million. So that was going to be good production for $2 million at a guy of his age playing the catcher position at that. And all he's done is hit over .300. He had, of course, he legged out a bunt hit last night.
Hey, that just shows his athleticism right now at this age, you know.
Okay, yeah. In case you missed it, that wasn't really an accurate description. They were in a shift, and he bunted against the shift, and there was nobody there to field the ball.
Play small ball. I say this all the time in baseball. If they're going to shift and put everybody over here to your right, then hit it to the left. Hit it where they're not, or bunt it where they're not going to be. I think that right there sometimes in Major League Baseball is a lost art, being able to bunt and do things and move people over.
We're going to put that on one of our Twitter questions. We'll do it during the break, and you can come back and vote on it after the break. Should Brian McCann bunt more?
All that speed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should Brian McCann bunt more? You can find that on twitter.com, and then, of course, Bishop_show. We'll have that up momentarily when we go to break. So your Frederick Academy Knights, winning a state championship, and on the way to do that, you know, of course, we have an affiliate up in Statesboro that airs us up there as well. You guys went up to Statesboro and played a big rival, and it wasn't close. I think for me, that was the game. Like, I already kind of knew how good you guys were or how good I thought you could be, but then when you played that game heading toward the end of the season, that's the game that got my attention.
Well, you know, I think the kids was upset about the Bishop top 10 is what it was. I used that as a little bit of motivation in the locker room.
You're still on that, huh?
And, I think the joking with you on that with the top 10, but we laughed about it. But as we were that week going in, you know, we lost to John Millage in that overtime game, 14-13. We went for two and we didn't get it. And so I think we changed a little bit of our what we did. We got very, very physical during that week for Bullitt because they run the split back veer, and we felt like they were going to try to run it right at us, try to run over us. And our kids really took it very personal going in, and it was, you know, we had been back-to-back region champs, and we hadn't won one really outright the first 2 years. We kind of beat everybody, and then we'd let somebody slip up and beat us. And so going up there and winning it outright and saying, okay, this is it, and doing it at Bullitt was kind of a statement game for our kids that night.
I felt like that probably got a lot of people's attention going there and winning that football game in the way that you did win that game, where it wasn't close. You guys pulled away in the second half and pretty much dominated from there on out. And then after that, like I said, in my opinion, the best postseason run of any high school football team that I have ever seen, GHSA, GISA, it doesn't matter. What you guys did in the postseason, no one even played competitive football with you guys, and that included the state championship game. Like, what did you say to your kids every game to get them to play like that?
let's go play our game. Let's play fast. You know, our mantra was all gas, no brakes, and let's go. And I told them, have fun. You know, we had a lot of seniors. I said, have fun, and, you know, don't go out there. I think the year before we were tense, and we lost the Final Four game because we kind of got – We got all tense going in that fourth quarter, and then, you know, I just told them to play loose. Nobody expects us to be here, but I think everybody expected us to be there, and I think our kids just went out and played, like, to their potential. That was the thing. Just play to their potential, and they played as a unit, you know, and that was the thing. Play as a team, have fun, and I'll be honest, we have all those Division I kids, and none of them ever say, Coach, give me the ball. None. Not one time in our run. They were just like, whoever gets it, put it in the end zone. If your number's called, score. And that was the thing. We were very unselfish. Those kids were very unselfish, and they were a wonderful group of kids. And I wish those seniors all the luck moving forward and our young guys coming back. You know, we got a tough road to hoe. We got to try to get ready to try to go win another one.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Nat's Landing and by Southern Hardware. If you need it, Southern Hardware has it, from mowers to trailers to case knives. You will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 87. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment package. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Happy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, Spider X putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover and hybrid, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. We'll be right back.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com. Graduation is here. They have worked hard to get there, and there is no better way to say congratulations than a gift from Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. From knives to money clips to pearl sets starting at $99, Cunningham Jewelers has something for your graduate, and no matter your budget, they have you covered. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, cunninghamjewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-STHS, 1-855-275-7447. Some bad news for the Brunswick High Pirates. The Pirates' projected starter at quarterback, K.J. Lee, broke his foot during spring practice and is not expected to be ready for any kind of action until around the beginning of the season. The Pirates had already lost quarterback Anthony Mountain to an ACL tear around the middle of the season. Both Mountain and Lee split time last season for Pender's Pirates at quarterback. Look for Jeffrey Way to get an opportunity to play some QB. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
I may not have a state championship ring like the guy sitting next to me over here, but what I do have is I have a WWE championship belt straight from Target.
Hey, that works. And I got to ask, did Kip pick out the theme music?
He picks out some of it.
I can tell. He's got some good stuff in here. I like it. Let's shout out to Kip this morning.
Well, I said he's picked some of it.
Well, you pick the other part? Y'all did a good job with it. I really like it.
Yeah.
I started to dance over here just a little bit, you know.
Kip's got Billie Jean. I think that was his call. And then that's probably it.
Okay. Well, all right.
Well, there's a Prince song in there somewhere, too. Purple Rain.
Okay.
So Kip's done Billie Jean and Purple Rain. Everything else comes from this brain.
Right there?
Right here.
Awesome. Yeah. That's why you have the belt. That's it right there. That's the belt.
That is exactly right. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Of course, Kip's not here. Sitting in, Brandon Derrick, is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and by Fox's Pizza Downtown Brunswick. You have known Fox's Pizza Downtown for their mouthwatering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza Downtown should be your first and only choice to come on in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead orders online at foxespizzadowntown.com and keep up with specials on Facebook. The French Open's going on. Are you a tennis guy?
Not really. I watch Nadal every now and then. He's one of them, right? Federer. They're pretty good.
Yeah, both those guys are pretty good.
Yeah, that's about it. I just watch the ticker. I don't really watch much of that.
Well, it's the early rounds. It's that first week where, you know, the matches aren't very competitive because you've still got, you know, your really good tennis players are playing the folks that aren't really good, even though the fact that they're professional tennis players mean they're very good.
Yeah, they're probably really good if they're professional tennis players. Is this the clay court?
Yes.
French.
Yeah. Let's put that on a Twitter question. Could Jason Bishop beat the worst professional tennis player on the planet?
Do you play a lot of tennis?
I mean, I did before I tore up my knee. That's going to be a qualifier. Could Jason Bishop beat the worst professional tennis player on the planet pre-tore up knee?
I don't know. I never saw you play beforehand.
That was good. I'll be the first one to tell you.
Yeah, well, Bishop says he's really good at tennis. So, I mean, if you're out there voting, I'd probably lean towards Bishop on this one, even though he wasn't a professional tennis player.
Could Jason Bishop beat the world's worst professional tennis player?
I mean, you got a belt.
I do have a belt. PGA Championship. You know, the thing with the Brooks Koepka thing, I do think that he's the best golfer in the world right now, but he was cruising through that tournament, and all of a sudden he hit a hiccup in that last round, and he almost choked that thing away, but he did hold on. Him and Tiger right now. And Tiger, of course, with what he did at Augusta, is the only reason I'm even putting him in this conversation. But really, I mean, Brooks Koepka has been a putt above everybody else.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
It's nice.
I did it on purpose.
Yeah, that was a good little pun right there.
Yeah.
He has been really good. I know when he's really good is when my dad actually says something about it while watching, and my dad never watches golf. Hmm. He's like, that Brooks guy, that Koepka guy's really, really good. And I'm like, Dad, you don't ever watch golf. He goes, yeah, but he's been outstanding. I've watched him play a little bit. And I was like, so then, of course, that struck my interest, and I watched him play a little bit the other day.
The Braves and the Phillies are the only two teams in the division that are over 500 in the National League East. The next best is the Mets, 24 and 26. The Cubs are leading the Central at 29 and 20. They're a game and a half over the Brewers, and it doesn't really matter what the Cubs do. Eventually, the Brewers will catch them and pass them. The Brewers are really good. And then, of course, the Dodgers are already six games up on the Padres, 33 and 18. The Dodgers leading the West in the National League. And to my dismay, I was rooting for the Rays to win the East. And actually, on this show, several weeks ago when the season first started, the Rays got off to some ridiculous start, and the Yankees and the Red Sox got off to an abysmal start. And the Rays were like 10 games up already early in the season. It was like actually seven. And I proclaimed the division over on April the 15th.
That was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said the Rays would win it. It was over.
Yeah.
On April. That might be a little premature.
Yeah. It's about like the reporters asking the Red Sox when I think they started out like 2-11 or 2-13 if they were going to start trading everybody. And then all of a sudden now can't even tell you how many they've won. So the Red Sox are back at least in the wild card spot right now.
27 and 24, six games out of first place. That first place position is now held by those Yankees. 32 and 17, the Rays have fallen off to second place, 2.5 behind the Yankees. At one point, they were almost 10 games up on the Yankees.
Yeah.
The Minnesota Twins are really good.
Yes, very.
Best record in baseball in the Central, 34 and 16. And the Houston Astros, who are also very good, lead the American League West by seven games over Texas. By the way, the Twins are eight games up on the Cleveland Indians.
Yeah.
Already runaways.
But what you didn't tell everybody was the Rangers have won seven in a row, and the Astros are still seven games up, because I think the Astros have won, 12 out of their last 13 or 13 out of the last 14. They're playing really, really good baseball.
It's hard to gain ground when you're winning.
Yeah.
On the team it's hard to gain ground on the team that you're trying to catch if they're winning.
Yep.
I like the Astros in that division.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, do you want to go ahead and say that they're going to win that one right now?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
The Houston Astros will win the American League West.
That's a safe bet.
Write that down.
That's a safe bet. Now, the East, and I'm not so sure about it, and I would go as far as to say is the Twins may end up winning the Central.
Eight games up on Cleveland, who's two games over 500.
Yeah, and everybody kind of expected Cleveland to be a lot better, but didn't they lose their Cy Young?
He went down for a little while.
Yeah. So when the Cy Young goes down, it'll hurt you in your pitching rotation.
Yeah, I think actually Kluber's still on the IL, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so.
Yeah.
So you want to proclaim the East and the NL?
Not yet.
Not yet?
No.
You're still waiting to see about the whole trade thing with Austin Riley and all those?
I'm waiting to see what the Phillies do come the trade deadline, if they have any money to do anything.
I thought they spent it all this summer.
I would imagine they did. I think that's going to be a huge factor in the division. You get to the trade deadline, and the Phillies obviously need bullpen help, just like everybody else does. And I don't think they've got the pieces or the money to go and get it, where Atlanta is going to have both.
Atlanta has done a really good job economically of spending their money with a lot of these guys. What about your other divisions? You taking the Dodgers?
Taking the Dodgers, taking the Brewers.
You going to take the Brewers?
Yeah.
You think they're going to beat the Cubs?
Yeah, they're good.
I mean, what about the Cardinals now?
They're good, but they're not the Brewers.
Okay. So who's your five getting in the NL?
We will touch on that on the other side of the break.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Happy New Gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, SpiderX putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover and hybrid, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
We're just going to come in right back hard like that. The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment brought to you by Georgia Farm Bureau and by Pristine Water. Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water will also service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive in Brunswick. That concludes our sponsors for the day. It's just me and you the rest of the show, bro.
That's it, huh?
That's it.
We got some tough questions we need to ask, and then we got to get some answers. I like when you come out and, you know, you do the top tens and you pick teams and you go ahead and proclaim winners and things like that. So I think, you know, my last question was, who's your five in the NL and who's your five in the AL to get in?
Okay.
I mean, it's early. I mean, it's May. So you already said that you thought that the Rays were going to win the AL East and the Yankees came
back.
Yeah,
but I changed my mind a lot on the show, too. So I'm gonna do that as well. All right. So in the American League East, I'm going to go with the Yankees. I like the Rays. Well, I'll come back to that. I like the Yankees in American League East. I don't think anybody's going to catch the Twins in the Central, and I don't think anybody's going to catch the Astros in the West. So those are my three division winners and then my two wild cards, because there's nobody good in the Central and there's nobody good in the West other than the division leaders. Your two wild cards are the Rays and the Red Sox.
That's a safe bet.
Yeah, I feel like it.
I mean, I think the Red Sox have put it back together.
Yeah.
They'll probably be right there challenging the Yankees at the end.
I don't think that's a bad bet.
Yeah.
So Yankees, Twins, Astros, Rays, Red Sox.
That would be my five.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, that's safe. Unless the Indians were to take over the Rays, if the Rays were to get fatigued at the end and in the, just because of Francona, you know, he's got a way of figuring out a way to get them into the playoffs with the Indians.
The Rays are really good though.
Yeah. I mean, they've stockpiled some talent.
They do that very
well.
Yeah.
They've done it very well.
Mm. All right. In the National League East, I'm going to take the Atlanta Braves to win that division. And here's why, because I think at the end of the day, the Phillies are going to get to the trade deadline needing things to make their club better. They're not going to be able to make trades because they don't have the money or the assets to be able to pull off a trade, especially in the bullpen, where Atlanta is going to be able to do that because they have both. They have both money to spend and they have prospects to trade to be able to get things that they need come the trade deadline. I think that's going to be the difference in that division. I'll take the Braves in the East.
It's a wise choice. It's Braves country.
Yeah, right. I'll take the Brewers in the Central to beat out the Cubs. I'll take the Dodgers in the West. And so that, I guess like, that brings me to my wild card picks, right? This is not as easy in the National League as it is in the American League.
You've got some parity in the National League.
I'll take the Cubs as one of my wild card. I'm going to go out on a limb with the other one. I'm going to take the Padres.
Ooh, the Padres. Mm-hmm. They have built up some stockpile out there. The Padres have. Like you said, if the Phillies can't get some help at the trade deadline, I don't know if they'll make it or not. I think the Braves just keep rolling in prospects and will continue to get better, but they can also get some bullpen help. I think the Braves will win the East, mainly because I'm a Braves fan. And, of course, the Dodgers. I don't think anybody's beating the Dodgers. And then I think the Cubs and the Brewers, it's going to be down to the wire between those two.
How crazy is the Philadelphia fan base going to be with all the money they spend in the offseason? Gene Segura, McCutcheon, Bryce Harper, all those guys they brought in to basically beat Atlanta. How crazy is that fan base going to be when not only do they not win the division, they don't get into the playoffs?
They'll be just like the New York Met fan base, probably, that right now it's already starting to get crazy up in New York, trying to fire people and everything else.
By the way, I picked the Mets to win the East.
Was that at the beginning of the year?
Beginning of the year.
Looking at it on paper, they had the arms, the arsenal to go do it. But, again, injuries. The guy broke his foot out at his ranch or something. Probably shouldn't have been farming during baseball season. I don't know.
Sometimes, you know, you just got to farm.
You know, I guess. I mean, you're getting paid millions of dollars. I'd probably just pay somebody else to do it.
No. No, sometimes you just got to farm. It happens.
Just got to farm and break your foot and not help your cause.
That has been the most jinxed Major League Baseball team over the last several years. A ton of talent, mm-hmm. especially in that rotation, and they can't seem to keep guys healthy at the same time. And so they haven't had success really since 2015, which was the last time that all those guys were healthy together. What do you do with a really talented roster that can't stay healthy? I mean, you don't want to break it up.
I think that's the thing in sports that you look at injuries right now, and the Mets have, like you said, they've probably been the most jinxed of the group. But the teams who can just keep it together long enough to get everybody healthy and let everybody jail usually are pretty successful.
The NBA, go ahead.
No, I think the Mets, if they can hold it together, they got a chance.
Yeah, all right, yeah. I like you going on a limb there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very far, you know, but
you're
again.
On the leaves.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think they're going to beat the Braves.
Okay. If the Toronto Raptors get to the NBA Finals, they will beat the Warriors.
I said no to this earlier. No. The Warriors are the team that has defied injuries somehow and have played very high-level basketball, even with all the injuries of Cousins, Durant, Iguodala. He went out. I mean, they've got three guys. That's three starters for them, and they're still just – they do their thing. They play very good team basketball. I've been very impressed with watching them this year with some names that no one knew. Some of these guys that come off the bench, I had no idea who some of them were.
I'm going to make that a Twitter question of the week. You can find it on twitter.com. And, of course, Bishop_show is the handle. Will the Toronto Raptors beat the Golden State Warriors in the NBA Finals?
Drake hopes they do.
Yes, he does. He very much does.
Yes.
Will the Toronto Raptors, and I'm telling you they will the Toronto Raptors beat the Golden State Warriors in the NBA Finals?
He's leading you down the wrong path.
I like how you're whispering to the radio audience secretly so that I don't know that you're whispering to them.
Don't listen. The Warriors are really, really good.
Well, if you're a loyal listener to the show, one thing you have learned at this point, it's never a good idea to actually do what I tell you to do, sports-wise.
He did have us not even in the top 10 at one point in time during the football season.
That is true.
So, I mean, I'm just saying.
I have a formula.
I know. Kip tried to break it down one day on the show. I think I spent most of the time laughing between from Glenn to Darian. I think I was driving up the road when Kip was giving you a hard time about your formula on that.
Formula is concrete, hardwired, concrete, solid.
Yeah, very solid.
It is solid.
very. It's a great formula, sir. Probably going to introduce that in math books here soon in most of the public schools.
As they should. As they should.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.